Among the 211 bills that passed both houses of the state legislature last month was a bill providing for automatic voter registration. This would be a stark change from our current system, which requires would-be voters to choose to opt into the voter registration system and to do so in advance of the elections they want to participate in. To discuss the pros and cons of automatic voter registration, we're joined by two opposing views on the issue. In favor, we've got Onondaga County Democratic Elections Commissioner Dustin Zarni. Hello, Dustin.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
And in opposition, we have Jude Seymour, Jefferson County Republican Elections Commissioner. Hey, Jude.
Great to be here, David. Thank you.
We recorded the debate in late July. So, Dustin, as we begin our debate, let's start with you, because as a supporter of this idea, why don't you get us started by explaining what this proposal will do and why you think it's a positive change?
Well, New York has a long history of having a lagging voter registration percentage of its adult eligible population. In fact, a Kaiser Family Foundation study in 2018 said that New York had 66.3% of those who were eligible to be registered to vote actually registered to vote. And if you're wondering how that stacks up, we were 49th in the nation. We only beat West Virginia. So we have a long way to go to getting all of our eligible citizens to register to vote. Automatic voter registration is one way to handle this. And it's a reform that's been sweeping the nation. 16 other states have it. And in those other states that have enacted it, they have seen voter registration rolls rise and participation in elections rise along with it. It's basically taking it from an opt-in registration system to an opt-out, which means that you're automatically registered if you interact with a state agency, most notably the DMV. And if you don't want to register, you can opt out at any time.
So, Jude, what do you think of that characterization of the bill, and why, as you wrote on Twitter, do you think this is a, quote, bad, bad idea?
Well, there are plenty of ways currently to register to vote. I don't think it's necessarily difficult to register to vote, and I think by instituting automatic voter registration, you are putting us in a position where we are going to I like to see it as a dolphin's kind of tuna analogy, which is we want the tuna, which are the people that will actually register to vote and actually follow through on voting. But unfortunately, we're going to capture a bunch of dolphins, which are people that will join our roles and we'll have to keep up with them and at a cost to do so. And they will ultimately won't participate in our elections.
Dustin, what do you think of that critique of the bill?
Anytime you're talking about increasing registration, what we've seen in the past is people make up their mind late whether they want to vote at all, many times well after the registration date has already passed them by. So if the first hurdle is already taken care of for them, if they're already registered to vote and they don't have to worry about meeting a deadline, and more importantly, that they're registered correctly at the current address where they are normally because it's done automatically, then the decision to vote becomes a lot easier. They don't have to go through this other hurdle to do this, and they can then show up at the polls and cast their vote. I think we see a lot of people who just don't bother to vote because they missed their deadline.
I just want to follow up on that. After every election, the Census Bureau compiles data on non-voters, and that data consistently confirms that the difficulties registering only account for a minuscule fraction for the reason why people don't vote. In 2016, our last presidential year, that was 4.4%. You know, look, the right to vote is undeniably precious. I think Dustin and I agree on that. You know what else is? The right to tune out politicians and politics in general. So I think we should respect both impulses.
But even 4.4%, Jude, would be thousands upon thousands of New Yorkers.
Okay, but you know, much much bigger is dissatisfaction with politics, dissatisfaction with the current scene. Don't feel like the vote makes a difference. Those are in the double digit percentages. So I don't believe, and I can think of at least five ways to register to vote. Whether it's downloading a form off the internet, getting it from your public library, your post office, visiting us at the BOE, registering through the MyDMV system, attending a registration drive. The State Board of Elections is soon building an online voter registration system. It's not hard to register to vote. And I also bring up the point that registering is not the problem. Registering is the first step to voting, and voting is the problem.
So, Dustin, you talked about people being late deciders to making voting sometimes. And if you're not registered, that's a real problem. What about just letting people do same-day registration? Why not do that instead of automatic voter registration?
I'm always like, why not do everything? Because we need every bit tool in our toolkit to be able to fix this problem. There is no panacea. So same-day registration is something I'm also in favor of. But we have to go through the constitutional process on that. It won't be ready till 2022, and then we have to have enabling legislation. And as Jude said, that we're building an online voter registration system, too. And that was another reason to pass AVR this year, is so we can be part of the online voter registration. And that will be the engine that drives AVR with our state agencies. So it was very important to get it done this year, get it passed. And so when we build that RFP for the vendor for online voter registration, AVR is ready to go. So I'm not opposed to using any tool to get people registered and participating in our democracy.
Jude, I'm curious, you know, we're having a conversation here. We've got the Democrat on one side, the Republican on the other. Why does there appear to be a partisan split on this issue?
That's a great question. You know, honestly, I tend to see my fellow party people demagoguing this AVR a little bit with, you know, they like to bring up the illegal immigrants, the green light. This seems like an extension of the green light bill. I'm not, you know, I'm also concerned about that. I shared my concerns with Dustin earlier this week about the ways in which this legislation, I believe, safeguards illegal immigrants and kind of immunizes them. I don't know if that's a word, but that's what I meant. From prosecution, if they were to not only register to vote, but to vote. And obviously, I feel like if you get one vote from an ineligible voter, that's one vote too many. So I tend to see Republicans on that side. But I also, I think maybe stereotypes play here a little bit too. You know, Dustin comes up with a lot of great ideas, and a lot of the times I think, yeah, I'll just go shake the money tree in the back. You know, the state has – the one thing I think Dustin and I can agree on is that the state has dramatically underfunded the State Board of Elections. They do not have the money to do a lot of these things that they've been asked to do. And, you know, counties sometimes do the same to their own county boards of elections, and we feel like the Tin Cup Brigade kind of making sure that elections are fully funded to the level that we can offer free, fair, and open elections. So, you know, all these things cost money. I know Dustin likes to say AVR is going to reduce costs. I disagree based on my analysis. So I just tend to think this is a cost that's not necessary. Again, I'm all for registering people that want to register to vote. But when you bypass intent, then you just get a bunch of people on your rolls that aren't going to follow through.
Both of you agree that much more money needs to go to funding our elections, funding up the infrastructure that leads to our elections. But, you know, speaking about what's going to go into AVR, I think the effective date on this was 2023. So, Dustin, what needs to happen between now and then to ensure that this is a smooth and, you know, well-run process like you imagine it could be?
Yeah, and last year when it was proposed, the startup date was 2021, but then the virus hit, and I think recognizing the short-term problems that we're going to have in New York State budgets, they made an implementation date of 2023. And there is a lot of work that needs to go into this. The online voter registration system needs to be created, and the vendors need to be selected. Criteria and regulations have to be drawn up by the state board. And then every agency that comes online with the AVR has to get into a contract with the state board, redesign many of their applications and forms that they already use to include party registration and citizenship declarations into those forms as well. And then there's a public public comment period where, you know, good government groups and elections commissioners, Jude and myself, will have lots of weighing in about how this is affecting, you know, us. And then after that public comment period, you have a testing phase. And then, only then, after everything is going well, can it come online and we start receiving that data.
Primaries in New York are limited to people registered with a party, and people who are automatically signed up to vote might not know who they want to affiliate with initially. So, Jude, do you have any concerns with this aspect, especially considering the responsibilities it places on local election officials?
Yeah, the bill as written puts a huge administrative burden on local boards of election that we're going to have to figure out. If a person declines to pick a party at the time, and I think that's a fairly regular thing that you see people doing, especially when they're registering to vote through another agency that's not us, we will have to send them a notice within 21 days telling them that they are allowed to pick a party. If they don't respond to that, we have to send them one after 45 days, a second notice, and they can blow that one off. And the bill as written says that they can show up at a party primary, declare themselves to be a part of that primary, vote affidavit, and have their affidavit count. I think that's problematic because I think it's creating a class of voters. So if you hand in your registration the traditional way across the desk at the Board of Elections and you don't go through AVR, then you don't get the special kind of benefit that the people who are registering through AVR get. So some of that stuff needs to be cleaned up. And Dustin and I have talked about, possible, minuscule changes to this law to make it less of maybe an administrative burden to us.
I do believe that some of the changes that are going to be made to the state agency forms is going to resolve some of the current problems that we receive from state agencies. A more prominent feature on the forms will be the party choosing, and there will be a declaration in there of that if you do not choose a party, you cannot vote in the primary. So some of that language will help reduce some of these issues. But these are issues that we already have. These are issues that we're going to continue to have where people not choosing parties. But we have that with the DMV system now. We have that with every other system now where they decide not to choose a party right away and then they change it later. The new party change law that was enacted this year will help with that because now they have till February 14th. They don't have to choose a year and a half ahead of time. So that's going to help with that already. And I believe the AVR language that will be added to the state agencies will help with that as well.
And let me just take a piece of what Dustin said and kind of maybe twist his words. He might say unfairly.
Twist
but,
away, Drew.
He said we have problems with, stuff that we get from the DMV, right? And so now we're going to add dozens of agencies in between us and the voter. That's problematic because when there's issues, we work great with the DMV and we try to resolve as many issues as humanly possible and make every vote count. But it comes down to a lot of times they don't blame the DMV or the agency that they work with. They blame us. And sometimes, you can't prove the absence of a negative. You didn't get a form and you can't register somebody. So I'm worried about that as well.
And now we only have time for final comments and as a result of a made-up coin toss. Jude, you get to go first. You got 30 seconds.
I will obviously comply with whatever becomes law. If the governor signs this, then we will work our best in Jefferson County to make this happen. But I just want to just hit the highlights. AVR increases registration, but that's not the problem. The problem is the abysmally low voter turnout. And as we've seen in Oregon, the people who register through AVR actually voted a lower percentage than those who who register through traditional means. So there's no proof that AVR increases turnout as traditionally measured, which is as a percentage of the total vote. Meanwhile, costs are increasing everywhere, and it's not hard to register. I think we made that point. There's many outlets. I think it bypasses intent. I think it gives ineligible voters a free pass in voting, which undermines the integrity of our election. I think it puts another agency between us and the potential voter. I don't believe it's equitable because government has handpicked which agencies will be able to automatically register voters. You can't get a fishing license and register to vote, for example, under this AVR bill. Mike Gianaris said there are about 2 million eligible voters not currently on the rolls, but he hasn't bothered to figure out why they aren't registered. I would argue that they're just not interested.
And Dustin, you have, by our calculations, 29 seconds.
I'm just going to reemphasize that I believe the AVR is a tool in dealing with our worst enrollment rate in the nation. We can do better, and we will do better. The AVR language will make the state agencies better. It will make the DMV better. It will, providing an opt-out strategy, will increase our voter rolls, which will increase participation by raw numbers, maybe not by percentage, but we'll have more people choosing our leaders. That's better for our government because we'll get a government made up of what the people want as opposed to the people who do not vote.
We've been speaking about automatic voter registration with Onondaga County Democratic Elections Commissioner Dustin Zarni and Jefferson County Republican Elections Commissioner Jude Seymour. We look forward to having you both on in 2023 again to see how this all goes. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
David.
Dave.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.